Diaz and the Moose, coast to coast, pillar to post, on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, a good Tuesday morning to one and all. It's Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams. With their help, they can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button, get mortgage. Mike, Pete, thank you across the way. Bogish with your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. We go here on this Tuesday morning. The number to call, of course, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
What's going on, Taz? How you doing, bud?
Good, Moose. Hello. Good to see you. Yes, hope everything's well with you and your family and everyone else there out there listening to us right now.
Yeah, things are good.
Covering all bases.
You know how it is. Nice job.
You know,
very
thank
nice.
You, sir.
Cross the T's, dot the I's.
That's
right?
my new gimmick. I just gave it to you.
So we got a lot to get into. Jerry Rice is going to join us, top of the second hour, obviously legendary wide receiver, arguably the greatest receiver the NFL has ever seen, co-author of America's Game, the NFL at 100. So Mr. Rice will join Taz and myself about an hour from now, so look forward to that conversation, which will be a good one, right?
I mentioned him the other day, reminisce
a little bit, right? In reference to the Odell Beckham Jr. story and Steve Young and the like not going to him at 4th and 4 when he threw it to Landry, who was double-covered in that Bronco game, what ended up being an incomplete pass. But, yes, so Rice will join us, top of the second hour. So that'll be fun. It'll be good to catch up with Jerry and talk about the book. And the book is, if you're an NFL fan, I think it's a must-have around the holidays. I think it is. I mean, you kind of look back and reminisce on really stories and men that kind of made the NFL and built the NFL to what it is today. If you have any kind of a grasp of history or enjoy history of the game and have an understanding of where the NFL is now, well, it has to be a starting point, right? Anything else.
I agree with you. I mean, here's the question, because I'm a historian on the NFL, too. I love the history of the game. When you and I, we chit-chat and spitball all the time about some old-school guys. I have the question, the million-dollar question. Oh, do we have the book? Are we getting really? Where's mine?
Mike's got a copy for you.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Man, that made my day.
There you go.
Nothing like getting your day made at 6:02 a.m.
There
Eastern.
You go. Mike's got a copy for you.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes.
When did you get yours? Yesterday?
I got mine a couple days ago.
Oh. Wow. Okay.
Well, I didn't give one to Moose. It wasn't from me. He got one separately. So the one that I was giving you guys was today.
Well, you know what? I understand, Mike. It's the way it's been here for a couple of years now.
Mike, help out the cause here a little bit, all right?
I got to defend myself. No.
No, it's not defending yourself. It's a matter of I provided you a pathway there, and you decided not to take it.
Well, I mean,
Taz understands what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. That's why I'm laughing.
Thank you.
But I mean, I'm just saying.
Like, and it's,
what I'm about to say is not your fault, Moose. And, Mike, it's not your fault, but it's just the way it's been here for, like, going on, I don't know how long this is.
Two
years. Ike, you, Moose, get everything. Yeah, every prop, every gimmick, every freebie, and I used to get it late.
Well, that's not...
Even food.
That's not true. That's not true.
Well, not
what do you mean?
Food.
You're getting care packages from the Buffalo Bills.
Well, that yes, you are correct, but that has nothing to do...
The Redskins aren't sending me anything.
Well, maybe because you buried them on national radio.
That's true. You're
dead.
Right about that.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, I don't... The stuff that the Bills send me has nothing to do
with
this company
I
work for right now.
I gotcha.
Okay?
I understand.
So, you know, nothing. That's all on.
That's all on you.
Yeah, I hate to be like ego guy. You know,
no,
I'm
I understand.
Jones,
Mike's got a book for you. Whether, however way he got it, he's got a book for you.
I'm just a little taken aback. Like, I can't just move on yet. I need another second here.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Sure.
Here a minute. Okay. So these books. Okay, America's Game, which I've seen the stuff, the commercials for this. I'm like, I want this book. I had no idea until yesterday, and I saw the email. Or what's going on with Jerry Rice, the great Jerry Rice, coming on our show today.
Yeah.
I'd like to know, was a slew of books sent here to the station for all hosts, or was it just sent to certain shows? Does anyone know the answer?
I can't speak for the other shows. I know books were sent for our show, but I can't speak on behalf of the other shows. That I don't know the answer to.
Here's my next question. I actually have two, Mike. How many books were sent?
I have two books.
Two books were sent?
Correct.
And when were they sent?
I got them earlier this week. Earlier last week. I got them on Friday.
Well, Now, I have a question for Moose. When did you get your book?
Like 2 weeks ago.
What the? Wait a minute. Well, now hold on. How did you get your book?
I don't know. The publisher sent me a copy. I don't know. It was in my mailbox.
Ah, this is collusion or something. I got to look into
this. How is this collusion?
I don't know. I mean, that might even be.
I didn't do anything wrong.
We're having Jerry on
this morning. They sent a couple books before he appears, so you could take a look at it, peruse it a little bit.
What about me?
I understand that. Well, I Mike said he got the books on Friday. Yesterday you should have gotten the book.
I understand that. That is a fair statement. We've gotten probably over 100 books in 2 years. You've never said yes to one of them.
Oh, well,
I made the executive decision not to think about it.
No, there was one he did. There was another football book. On the AFL, right.
And I use it.
That was the Jeff Pearlman book.
I use it as a coaster in my third den in my house.
Jeff Pearlman will like that. Jeff Pearlman,
yes, no doubt. Good looking out, Jeff. All right, so Mike, the thing is,
USFL.
Yes. That's the book. Well, here's the thing. I would appreciate the books when my co-host broadcast colleague gets his book.
I didn't know Moose got the book.
I didn't tell Mike I got the book.
So Moose and I aren't talking about when we're receiving books.
I didn't go over it with Mike. I kind of just opened it up.
I don't know. I just
brought it
this
home.
Morning. I said, "Hey Moose, I got the book. The books, here it is." That was it. And then I found out, you know.
And then I told him I got my book already.
You guys know I love old school football.
Taz, I only had one copy. I wanted to take a look at it. I had no idea Mike got the books on Friday. It's not like I told Mike, "Hey, don't give Taz the book."
Well, Moose, did you?
What? What did I do now?
No.
What did I do?
No, Moose, I was just thinking maybe this could be a little bit like you got it 2 weeks, so maybe you could just say, "Hey, Taz, you want to hold it for a week and then give it to me, and then we go back and forth for a week with the book, we share it."
I could have done that. You're right. We're now going to share a 500 page book.
Even an odd chapter.
Taz, here, you want this for 6-7 days?
I feel a little bit left out on this whole. I feel like more collusion happened again. Like, it's been forever.
Mike messed up. He should have gotten you the book yesterday, in all honesty. If he had the book on Friday yesterday, he should have handed you the book.
Moose is right.
That's a fair criticism. Mike will attest to that.
My bad.
All right, no problem. You know what? It's obviously, you know, we're gentlemen, and I'm a big boy. I don't get upset. I'm not sensitive. But
he's going to join us at 7 o'clock. We're going to talk a little. Jerry Rice.
Oh, Jerry Rice. Yeah
we're going to talk about that.
I know, and I'm looking forward to it. I should tell him I didn't get the book until
Mike,
today.
Can you bring the copy of the book in?
That's all I can think about.
Can you just bring it in? Can you?
So I think maybe I can read it on the radio.
Can you gift him the book already? Bring it in already here?
Pete, what do you think? Should I read the book on the air?
No, we should not read the book.
Page by page.
No.
Andy Kaufman?
If you're going to do that, I can leave right now.
No, you know what it is, Moose? I just want everything to be fair. You know, you're a fair guy. I'm a fair guy. I just want things to be fair.
Yeah.
And I always feel like Mike's out to get me.
He's not.
I just feel like that. He's been very supportive of you. And Pete, too. I mean, they're all out to get me.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely out to get everyone.
Pete, what are you talking about, Pete?
Oh, Mike, you'd have to get the book now, but thank you. Mike Bissett is walking in with the book.
I want the sausage.
Thank you, Mike. Wow, look at this beautiful book. Oh, my God. Moose, I wonder why you didn't want to share it with me.
It's perfection!
This is an amazing...
Yeah, the NFL at 100.
Randy O. Williams.
Wow. And Jerry Rice.
Good Lordy B.
All right.
I'm locked it up. I'll read chapter 3 in seg 4 here. Taking Flight. We'll get into that later on.
A dramatic reading.
Yes, just
a dramatic reading will be coming your way at 7:40 a.m. Eastern, 4:40 Pacific, for our old PD Eric Spitz.
Mike, thanks for the book.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
It's like day old bagels. Yeah. All right. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
I got you a hard copy.
Was it a soft copy too?
No, I'm joking.
No, you have a soft copy.
I love soft copy books.
No, I have a hard copy.
Come on.
Yes, Taz. I'm sitting home and in my quiet.
In your library.
Correct. Yes. My children don't bother me.
Smoking a pipe. Yeah, jacket on.
Exactly right. Yes, I was cleaning up after the kitchen.
And watched the Redskin
washing machine electrical fire.
Yeah, how's the follow-up on that, by the way? A lot of people tweeting. I got a lot of buzz on social media. We got mileage out of that thing.
I know. People enjoyed my demise.
I mean, a lot of people did.
They really did.
But some people could relate to you. They felt bad for you. There was a few of them.
No, they did feel... You're right about that.
People did feel bad for you.
I have to go to PC Richards today and find myself a new washer.
Wow.
What do I have to do?
You're going in 5 Hondo, 600, something like that,
well,
right?
Well, thank God it's covered. So it's not a matter of... I do have... a warranty, so it is covered. So that's a positive, but it's still a pain in the rear end. The door's off the hinges of that closet. I had to clean the floor yesterday.
You got possums living in it on the porch?
No, there's no, it's in the back.
It's not back in the house. It's outside.
It's out. Yeah, of course. What am I going to bring it in the house?
Me run an extension cord?
No, dude. The thing was smoking.
Yeah, so that's caused a big fire. So what are you gonna do? You're gonna give it away? You're gonna give it to somebody?
No, they're gonna hopefully when they bring the new one, haul that thing away. That's why I made sure.
You have to pay for that.
I don't.
I
know some places you do. No, this one I do not. They'll haul it all away. Take it away.
Pete Gass never got a hold of you about this whole situation. Like he's got a plumbing guy in Connecticut.
If I needed a plumber, I'm sure Pete would. He's great. He's basically set me up with any kind of construction contractor.
He's a GC.
I know. But he's set me up with all of his guys have worked on my house at one point or another.
And the whole house is falling apart.
They've done their job in order. That's exactly right. That's a good line. Right, exactly. Pete's done his job.
Yeah.
He's like, let's
it's Pete Gass.
Let's destroy Moose's house. Fix it so it looks nice, but it's not really fixed. Double charge him. I want a percentage off the top.
So you're going today?
Yeah, right after the show.
Wow, sounds like fun.
Well, no, I got to go drop my car off because now all of a sudden, last night I got all kinds of, just happened. So I whatever.
What happened to
I'm
the
in
car?
A bad spot. I'm in a bad way right now.
And you still have a smile on your face. You're an amazing man.
I'm in a bad way right now. Last night I started my car up, and the all-wheel drive system error light came on, and a hazard light, a bright yellow triangle in the middle of my dashboard. Mm. Two other lights came on. Oh, one God. A check engine light. It's still working, but I have to go right to the dealership now and drop the car off.
They're going to hold that thing for 6 weeks.
In order to get that fixed.
Yeah. And then they give you a loan that's half the price of your car to borrow. Well, you know what? All-wheel drive being Gonski, that's a good time of year for that.
So here's what I have to do. Right after the show, I have to talk to our boss, Mark Chernoff, about vacation time coming up in the holiday season. And then I have to go drop my car off, hopefully get a loaner car, and write to PC Richards to go get myself, pick out my new washer, and then head home to where the kids are off today because it's election day.
So I'm sure
it'll be a nice, peaceful atmosphere.
Know what I'm doing when I go home? I'm going to lay down on my very expensive leather couch and take a nap for 2 hours.
Good for you. Look at that. Night and day difference right there.
Exactly.
Night and day difference.
You got a rough one there, kid.
Yes. My days, this is, you doing the show here is the easy part. Right after this, it's like jumping rope.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do about what are you guys doing about clothes, though? You guys aren't washing. I see you. Are you wearing older stuff now? What are you wearing here?
I got my pair of shorts on. I got a pair of shorts on.
Stuff from August.
No, exactly. Well, no, I don't mind the cold air in the morning. It wakes you up in the morning.
That's not my question, sir. I'm saying.
Am I washing clothes? No, Taz. Where am I washing? In a stream with a washboard?
You got a laundromat near the house, no?
Yeah, no. When do I have time to go do that? Sit in a laundromat.
Maybe Donna took a trip with the kids to the laundromat or something. No,
there's no trip to the laundromat. We're hoping to have a new washer by tomorrow. I was told that
you could go on Amazon, get it Prime, get it by today.
No, well then you have to have someone install it and haul it in.
You know, I got my guy PDAC. He might drive up to Connecticut.
He's not driving up to Connecticut.
He's probably not going to do that.
No, well I'll get a surcharge. It'll be like 20%.
He will
tolls, miles, everything.
You can take the ferry across.
That'll be right on top.
Truck on the boat to come to you. Imagine.
Nice, very nice. Right on. Pete the HVAC guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a disaster. So the car, which has got nearly 330,000 miles on it, I'm going to keep that one going. So hopefully there's nothing seriously wrong with the car.
I hope not.
Got to go get the washer. Hopefully have the washer installed and delivered tomorrow so we can begin the process of doing laundry again.
What year is that car?
2010.
All right. So, but you got a lot of miles on it.
I think it's just short of 330.
Jeez, man, that's a lot of miles, dude.
That's a lot of miles.
I mean, I know it's a good truck you got there. It's not a, it's not a cheap name, but still, that's a lot of miles.
That's a lot of miles, right?
And you got a lot of city miles. It's not like you got highway miles. I know, I mean, you're driving highway going home. Yeah, I'm saying you're in the city a lot.
Yeah, but I am in the city a lot. It's a lot of stopping.
It's a lot of stopping.
The car's been amazing.
Yeah. Might be the end of the road, though, my man.
I understand. Someone was like, I was like, I want to try and keep it on the road. She's like, that car's giving you all you can. I mean, you got 330 miles, 1,000 miles.
Lay off the whip, bro.
Yeah, right.
It's just, how much?
You should be happy.
Yeah, put it down.
You should be happy.
Yeah, put it down. You got your mind. Your money's worth that listing. How much more you want out of the car?
I know. I mean, I want to squeeze the lemon.
The thing is crying when you start it up.
I want to get to the rind. That's it. I know.
Maybe you got to go and find a spot that you could do a deal like this where you get a washer. And you get a car in the same spot, dude.
Where am I going? The flea market?
Amazon, I'm telling you. Buy a car on Amazon. You buy a wash machine, put it in your cart, get the Prime service, and
I'll tell you, I should do that. There's nothing like going home and immediately seeing a washing machine outside the house right when you pull up.
Yeah, that's a bush league look on the property. That's rough. my wife, mama wouldn't go for that. I can tell you that.
What would you, I agree with you. I don't like it either.
I know.
It's a tough look. And, you know, you don't want any animals settling in. You got to make sure all the doors are set or shut.
Yeah,
all of a sudden, don't open up and there's a squirrel or a raccoon.
You have pets?
No. Serious, dude. I got three kids.
I got a little spider monkey.
I got all the pets I need. Yeah,
buy a baby spider monkey. Right. Kids will love it.
A gerbil. Buy a dog. Jackson's dying for a dog. I'm like,
big dog too.
Yeah.
Like a mastiff.
You know, right.
Like a big bull mastiff.
Yeah, get like a 130-pound dog.
Could you imagine?
No, I cannot.
The kids think it's a horse.
I know, they'll be riding it.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It'll be like Steve Corton.
Steve Corton.
You're the only one here who knows who that is. That's dramatic. You pop on that.
Affirmed.
Oh, exactly. I couldn't remember the horse's name, but I remember him.
That's a good line.
Steve Corton.
We'll get into the Monday night game that went the Cowboys' way. Taz and I were both on that laying the points last night, and they won and they covered. We'll talk a little Monday night football. That comes your way next. Taz Moose on a Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Bo Jackson. Bo is an incredible in his own distinct way in that, not unlike Herschel Walker, he blended tremendous power and great speed.
There you
America's
go.
Game, the
Very
NFL
nice.
At 100.
Well done.
Jerry Rice.
Who's going to join us at the top of the hour. We're going to talk a little Monday Night Football as well, coming up here as the Giants fall the Cowboys out at MetLife Stadium. Bogus is in the house, first time this morning. What's up, Andrew?
Taz.
Good morning.
It might have been. Yeah, please.
I have a question.
Come on in.
Please, look at my Facebook question.
No.
Did you get this book, too?
I have two copies, actually. One here and one to my house. I don't know how I got up twice on the list.
Are you kidding me?
Of course I'm kidding you.
Oh.
Yes. I wrote the foreword. You haven't noticed it yet. Me and Jerry are super tight.
Do you have the soft cover?
I'm Andrew Bogish.
Do you have the soft cover at all?
I have the Kindle edition.
Yeah. Such a
get it electronically. In a PDF. Galley copy.
So you don't have one?
It's signed by Jerry. No, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
You seem annoyed like you should be getting them.
No, I know my place in the book world. I get books that no one wants to read. The ones I want to read, I'm not good enough for those ones.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought I was having a pity party earlier.
No, it's not pity. No, it's just facts.
This is depressing. Let's get to the update.
Yeah, it might have been, guys, the perfect Monday night from my good friend Mikey B. His Nets outscored the Pelicans 135-125. His Giants were playing on Monday Night Football, and a cat stole the show. Leon's buddy ran the length of the field while players and stadium personnel watched. MetLife officials tweeting postgame the cat had disappeared under the stands after being chased off the field. Now, the Giants were leading 9-3 when all of this happened. They ended up losing by 19.
Jones back to throw on a 1st and 10. His arm got hit. Ball knocked out. Ball is loose. Flag on the play. It's still loose. And scooped up by the Cowboys. Lewis running down the left sideline, and Jordan Lewis is going to go in for a touchdown.
Bob Papa on Giants Radio. The 63-yard fumble return score from Jordan Lewis with 6 seconds to go capped off the Cowboys' 37-18 victory in Jersey. Dak Prescott with touchdown passes to Blake Jarwin, Michael Gallup, and Amari Cooper. Ezekiel Elliott with a season-high 139 yards on the ground. The Cowboys sweep the Giants for the third season in a row, and they improved to 4-0 against the NFC East this year. Big Blue now on a five-game skid. Rookie QB Daniel Jones, 3 turnovers, which led to 13 Dallas points. Wideout Josh Gordon passed his Seahawks physical yesterday. He'll be on the practice field later this week. Then they'll see when he makes his game debut. Rams linebacker Clay Matthews returns to practice this week. Could play against the Steelers. Matthews suffered a broken jaw in week 5. And Eagles wideout DeSean Jackson is having abdominal surgery today. He'll miss at least 6 weeks. The Houston Rockets were down as many as 41 during Sunday night's loss in Miami. They were right back on the floor last night in Memphis.
James looking to bump him once. Bumps him twice. A step back deep three is up and in! And that will incense the FedEx Forum crowd. 105-96. The Beard with 42.
That's Matt Thomas on Rockets Radio. Harden finished with 44 in the 107-100 victory over the Grizzlies. Russell Westbrook had the night off. The shorthanded Warriors surprised the Blazers 127-118 for their first win in the new Chase Center. The Sixers losing for the first time 114-109 in Phoenix. And the Bucks down the T-Wolves 134-106. Giannis, 34 points, 15 boards, and 6 assists. Mets righty Jacob DeGrom, Dodgers lefty Hyunjin Ryu, and Nats righty Max Scherzer, the finalist for the NL Cy Young Award. All the winners announced starting on Monday. Red Sox outfielder J.D. Martinez not opting out of his current deal. He's scheduled to make $62.5 million over the next 3 seasons. Boston expected to listen to trade offers now for Martinez. And for Mookie Betts, days before their showdown with Alabama, LSU confirming that linebacker Michael Divinity has left the program for personal reasons. The door is open for a return, though, and Divinity posted on social media he wants to be back by December to play and to graduate. Finally, hockey last night. The Bruins outscored the Penguins 6-4 for a 6-game win streak, and the Rangers took a 6-2 home 6-2 loss
it was.
From the Senators. 6-2, yes. Thank
6-2.
You,
6-2, literally trailed lead.
Yes, 1-0 in a hurry.
Yes,
and that disappeared.
That's right. Thank
that's
you.
Fun.
Thank you.
Hey, it's my pleasure, guys.
Job
enjoy
well
your book.
We'll see you soon, and take care.
Yes, Bogus mentioned during the course of his update right at the beginning there, the Monday night game, that went the Cowboys' way over the Giants last night, 37-18. Really, a more competitive game than that. I mean, the Giants led it 12-3. The Cowboys were able to score 10 points right at the end of the first half to take a 13-12 lead at the half. Would never then trail again there moving forward. I mean, this is what a, you know, this is a 15 game, right, at the end of three quarters. Yeah. And then the Cowboys score 21 points in that fourth quarter to kind of pull away, the last being the scoop and score off the fumble and the touchdown late with about 6 seconds left to go in regulation, Taz, as that's the way the game ended, 37-18 the final, with them leading by 12 at that point. Listen, I think Daniel Jones, we've all talked about Daniel Jones, and athletically he looks the part. He had 54 yards on scrambles and design runs last night, threw for 210, a touchdown. Here's the problem with Daniel Jones, the turnovers. You know, he loses 2 fumbles last night, throws a pick. I mean, you're not going to win a football game when your quarterback turns the football over on 3 occasions. And one of them's not his fault. One of them was a great play by the defensive end, the last one where he comes around, hits the ball as he's getting set to throw, and any quarterback's going to fumble that football. That one's not his fault. Now, the pick, which was a terrible throw at the end of the first half, and then the fumble when he's scrambling, gains the first down, and loses the football, that's on him. Those are things that he cannot do. He's got to be a better decision maker throwing it. And certainly, Taz, how many times we talk about Daniel Jones in the pocket and holding on to the football? That's got to be something that he rectifies right quick.
No, I agree. And that's a problem. If you're Daniel Jones, you're this young and you know, you're replacing the legendary Eli Manning, and you know, he's on the bench, Eli, and handling like a pro, by the way, like a gentleman, not making it, and no shocker there, Eli's a pro, but it's a bad look, man, for a kid this young and Jones that everyone knows, like that the narrative on him is he fumbles. So these awesome, athletic, fast, nasty, tough defensive players across this league, they got a gun for the ball. They know they don't even have to really punch the ball out if they just put a good stick on him or just put a good shoulder into his upper body or middle of his body, he's going to lose the ball. My thing on him is, as far as fumbling the football, I think he's a little gun-shy to take a hit. I really do. I think that's why it is. Some people say, well, just hold the ball tighter. It's not that easy. You're holding a football as you're running, and you're trying to dodge and be elusive and use your eyes to look for daylight, and one, two, three guys are coming to just to decapitate you. You know, it's tough to just hang onto the ball tight. You know, it's underratedly hard to do. I think he has a little bit of a panic moment, and as he's about to absorb the hit or get hit, you know, he lets go of the ball. I really think that's what it is. I mean, but this is something that really, really, really needs to be fixed by him. I don't know if this late in his career he could do it. Yeah, I remember when I was like in junior high school, right, seventh grade and stuff like that. We had a running back that kept fumbling, and our coach, and you hear this a lot with high school kids or middle school kids. You make the kid, you have the kid walk around with the football during class.
Yeah.
When he goes home, all that stuff. Hold the ball. We would see him in the hallway try to knock the ball out of his hands. Like everybody thought we were joking around, but you know, we was just trying to get him used to hanging on the ball, and it helped. But he's a kid. You know, this is a grown man. This is a pro athlete. You can't, you know, he's not going to walk around with the
football. No, he's not going to be doing that. You know what I mean? You're right. I mean, listen, Tiki Barber had a fumbling issue. They were able to correct it, right? High and tight, holding it. I mean, that was a huge talking point for the Giants for a number of years during Tiki's career when he had an issue putting the ball on the turf. And he was it. Now, that's a running back, though. I mean, it's a little bit different. You're getting the football. You know when you're getting the football. The problem with Daniel Jones is when you're sitting in the pocket, especially if you have a tendency to hold on to the football, you know, there are hands swiping at you left and right, and sometimes you don't recognize the blitz, don't see the blitz, and you're going to get hit. You have to make sure you hold on to the football, right? And also, the other thing with Jones is we've seen him fumble the football when he knows a hit's coming. So the fumbles have come in a myriad of different ways when you look at it here so far during his early Giant career. But, you know, not taking care of the football, I don't care how talented you are, whether it be interceptions or fumbles, Taz, if you don't do it, that, your career will end real quick.
Yep.
I mean, it really will. Just ask Jameis Winston, who's a turnover machine down in Tampa Bay, where any opponent that goes up against Winston believes there will be a point in time he's going to throw a pick, he's going to fumble the football, he will give your defense an opportunity to make a play, and that proved to be the case this past weekend up in Seattle against the Seahawks. He's had games where he's thrown five interceptions, did on the road in London in that game in which they got throttled by, what, the Carolina Panthers. That's the one thing you can't be, right?
No.
Sam Darnold with the Jets has got 9 turnovers in the last 3 games. You cannot be a mistake-prone quarterback.
No, and it's especially that young. If you don't fix it right away, and that's going to be the MO on you, I mean, these defensive coordinators are going to have their guys locked and loaded, and they're going to be confident enough to know that they're going to shake you because you're shook already to get that ball loose. I mean, and you see it all the time. It's not, you know, it's an underratedly hard thing to do is hang on to that football when you're about to get lit up. You know, it's a fear, I think, that he has. That's what I really think it is.
Well, you might be right. You might be right in terms of taking a hit, you know, taking the physical beating, not even hold up. I mean, listen, there's obviously something. He's got, you know, to be a quarterback, to be an athlete, I don't think we're talking about grip strength here. So,
There's
got to be some scenario.
He's probably got big hands. He's a big kid.
Well, right. He's a big kid. He's 6'5". I mean, you're not talking about a small human being. So, Taz, you might be right, but that's got to be rectified.
I think you make a good point, though. Hold on, what you just said about grip. Because, you know, you're right about that. Because, you know, it's not a grip thing. There's no way it can be because he's a quarterback. These guys' hands, how strong they are.
Yeah, you're throwing the football. Yeah. How many times? I mean, if Daniel Jones has thrown one football, he's thrown what, about 6,000 footballs
in
his career?
A little kid, probably,
I mean,
so his hands,
when you count practice and all this other things over the course of the years, I mean, Daniel Jones, I don't think it's that, but.
Yeah, you don't want to thumb wrestle him.
Listen, for the Giants, though, the defense is terrible.
No.
I mean, it just is.
Hard.
And the Cowboys got off to an atrocious start. Prescott with an interception on the opening Cowboys possession throws it right to Bethea for the Giants. They're not able to cash in the touchdown. The Giants were unable to finish off drives. Rosas had 3 field goals, all inside the 30-yard line. I mean, that is all, you know, from 30 yards and in. That's brutal. That means drives are ending. Giants had 4 drives on Rosas' field goals that ended from the 12-yard line in.
Right,
I mean, think about that, where they were not able to punch the ball in.
Yeah.
Think about where this game is if you're not settling for field goals there and you're scoring touchdowns. I mean, we might be talking about a Giant victory here on this Tuesday morning, Taz. But the Cowboys defense, you give them credit. They were able to hold. They bent. They did not break, as the cliche goes in the National Football League. And, you know, after that initial interception, Prescott threw on that Giants secondary. He was fantastic. Elliott's telling you how after the game how easy his 139 yards on the ground were. I mean, there were gaping holes that he was running through. It's not like he had a hard 139 yards.
No, dude, you're right.
I mean, he was running. There were some runs. There wasn't a Giant within 15, 20 yards when he initially got the football. I mean,
disturbing how bad that defense is. But on the offensive side, dude, what's Barkley? Like, it was like a non-factor again.
Yeah, 14 carries, 28 yards. The problem is the offensive line was
unbelievable. But it's like, it's just, like you would think. I mean, they got to get creative with this kid. This kid's great.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he did chip in with that big 65-yard reception on the screen that took it all the way down inside the Cowboys' 10-yard line. But that was it. You're right. I mean, but the Giants' offensive line is struggling to move people, open up holes. That's the problem you have here now with Saquon Barkley. You could be Earl Campbell. You could be Barkley.
Right,
you could
be. I understand. If your offensive line doesn't
move people, Taz, you know, you're not going anywhere.
No.
And there were times where he got the football, and literally there was a Cowboy basically right there, ready to hit him.
No doubt about it. The blocking.
And they were swarming to the ball.
Oh. Tremendous. He made him look like the 85 Bears. Dude, how about the catch early in the game? Golden Tate.
Oh, my God. Great catch.
Holy cow.
He's a very good wide receiver.
Unbelievable. I mean, Daniel Jones threw the ball. I don't know where he was throwing that ball. He looked like my guy Josh Allen.
I know, I mean, but he went up and got it with the one hand and then got the feet down.
That was an unbelievable catch. That was really. If you didn't see this game, go watch early. It's like the first quarter, end of the first quarter maybe. Well, second quarter, watch this catch. It was unbelievable.
It really was. It was a great catch. And for a while there, it looked like maybe the Giants were going to pull off the upset, Taz. And then the Cowboys woke up. And from that point forward, once the Giants, you know, when there's 2.5 minutes to go in the opening half and you have a 12-3 lead, and then all of a sudden you're trailing 13-12 at the half, that's pretty much all she wrote.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
I mean, the Giants need to have the lead at the half. And the big storyline in the first half was the black cat.
Yeah.
That came on. Which was, I mean, that was an alley cat.
That was a nasty looking cat.
Now people are like, oh, go grab the cat. I would not want to touch that cat. I don't know what, I'm not saying the cat has got disease, but might have, that was not a cat that you want to bring home.
Yeah, that cat was not friendly.
No, that cat looked like one that basically would try and rip your eyes out if you tried to go near
it. I even took to Twitter. I had a guy at the game who took a close-up of the cat. If you look at my Twitter, at Official Taz, you'll see the real photo. I'm joking. No, but they did show his face, that cat, during it. They zoomed in on him, and he looked like he was,
Someone tweeted out a picture of the cat's face and his eyes. It's like, this cat's seen some things.
Yeah, that cat was on something, bro.
Yeah, here is Harlan's call on Westwood One last night of the black cat.
A black cat has taken the field. A black cat is running from the 20 to the near side, the 10. From the 39 in Dallas, here's a short throw down the middle, caught by Ingram. Caught at the 35, went to the 30. Now the cat running the other way. And so is Ingram at the 30 to the 25, to the 24-yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. It's a catch run of 15. Now the cat is stopped at the 50.
So is it bad luck for the Giants? Is it bad luck for the Cowboys?
I don't know, but they've stopped playing. The players with hands on hips are watching the cat run and zigzag all over the field. The black cat is at the other end of the field. He's
black
at the
cat
eight.
Doesn't know that it was last Thursday that was Halloween. Thursday night football, not Monday night football.
He's a little bit late. Now he is sitting.
Oh, boy, these poor guys are struggling.
Now he's at the five.
I give him credit. That's a tough.
Yeah, it's a tough. On radio,
no, you
it's
can
tough.
Keep it. Let's see how he finishes. Let's see how
he's at the two.
We've hung with
it. And the cat is in the CDW red zone. CDW, people who get it now, a policeman, a state trooper has come on the field, and the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
He did a great job. Play the whole thing. Just hold that here.
And the cat is elusive. Kind of like Barkley and Elliott. But he didn't know where to go. Look at, they're trying to corner him. And they got him in the end zone. There are state troopers all around this cat, which now climbs up into the stands. And the fans are running for their line. Now it goes back on the field again. Oh, and it's running in the back of the end zone. And it runs up the tunnel.
There it goes. Thank you, Pete.
You're not going to catch a cat.
Pete tried to fade on five occasions.
I know. He's like, enough, guys, enough. Keep playing.
Once we started,
we gotta play.
I give the cat then scooted underneath the stands. They didn't actually catch the cat. I wouldn't have tried to catch that cat either.
No, I mean,
I mean, if I was one of those security guards and they're like, go catch that rabid black cat, I'd be like, no, I'm good, man.
Yeah, just I'll take my mace out.
I don't care.
Spray myself.
You know, whatever I'm making, $25, $30. I don't know what, you know, security guards are making. It's not enough money.
Well.
I know. Well, not the state troopers. No, there were it was like the stadium security, too.
Oh, those guys, they were
guys. Wearing the yellow jackets.
Here's $40. Go get that rabid cat.
Right. You're not paying me enough. I don't care what I'm making. Mm. I don't need to be at the hospital later on tonight because a cat tried to bite me.
Yeah, no, I agree.
That cat looked nasty.
I'm glad you noticed that. That cat did look. The cat was gigantic.
I thought it was a panther.
I'm like, the panthers
was,
are here.
That was not a small cat. Like when he was striding, like that cat had some strength to him.
Yeah, he did.
Mike,
right,
you're the cat expert of Tassimus.
That's a good point.
What would you say the size
expert.
Of the cat is?
I would have to guess that guy was probably around 14 to 15 pounds, which is large. I thought he was more than that.
Dude.
I texted my wife fell asleep, so I texted her this morning, look at this thing. She goes, that is a fat cat. I mean, that is a big boy.
I think he's maybe infected with something.
Yeah, I would not mess. If I saw that thing anywhere, I would run.
How big is Leon? Panther? Leon's what, 12 pounds?
Leon's under 10 pounds. He's little. So just gauging, he's a third. No, he's healthy.
Leon would have. Leon would have taken the butter.
Leon would have been. He would have been destroyed. Yeah,
that would have been.
I feel bad for that cat.
That cat was this cat that was at the Giant game.
It gets cold out.
Yeah.
But think about the night he had. He basically, that was one of the highlights of the night besides the Cowboys' victory.
Moose, when you get a chance, cat. I know you're always on my Twitter account. If you take a look, you'll see.
Yeah, I'm always on your Twitter.
I put a picture of the cat out there. I have a special photo of it. You might want to jump on at Official Taz. Yeah.
Well, why don't you explain it to the audience?
Well, you're better at explaining.
Go ahead. You got it. You posted the picture.
Kind of your job. You're kind of a very good explainer of things. But, yeah, no, there was my people got a photo of this cat. This cat reminds me of, it's basically, there's really not much to say. Well, I put a picture of a cat with a claw, and it says black cat at Monday Night Football. I mean, I thought.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, black cat.
But look at that cat.
On Monday Night Football.
That's a mean looking cat that I posted.
Yeah, this one looked nastier, though.
I think you're right.
This one, that is a mean looking black cat. Yeah, my mom used to have a black cat, Simon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his name was Simon. He was very edgy.
Edgy.
He really did.
They have personalities.
Oh, very edgy. Unfortunately, Simon passed away early from a kidney failure, but Simon would like to run around. Here's what Simon's run would be. Simon, late at night, would like to run around and then jump and claw your feet.
Oh, sounds like fun. That sounds awesome. Dude, why
sounds
can't...
familiar.
I mean, it's a side note, as we go to break here, I have a question.
I'll never forget him, though. It hurt. That hurt.
That's horrible. That's memories of your childhood.
Yeah, you used to have to get put four or five blankets on. So even when he came running by, it never got through all the blankets.
I've been trying to get. You got to put Vaseline on your toes. Then they don't come near.
I do that right, exactly.
That's the key. I've been trying to get in my company email since yesterday. Is that bad? That I'm locked out? They locked me out?
No, maybe it's just Dow. We've had email issues.
Did you change your password in time? You had to.
Oh,
that may
that's
be
a good
what
point
happened.
Too. Yeah,
it expired.
Password expired.
It says that, but now it's like some other name on there.
So yeah, so you got to call
Bilotti or Bilotto or something.
Yeah, you got to call the hotline.
We got to give an update too on my vacation forms.
Get you right up. Yes, we do. Yes, of course.
And maybe you'll have an update on your vacation.
Yes, a little bit later on. That won't be till after the show.
Okay.
I want to have an update during the show. That might be for tomorrow's program.
Pete the Body came through for me.
Good for you. Yeah, Pete got it for you. Listen, once you put him on something for you, Taz, he'll, rain or shine.
No, he's like that with everybody.
He's like the postman. He'll always deliver.
Pete's a good man. No, that's not nice.
What?
He's a good guy. No, he does a lot for everybody here. You know that.
I didn't say anything wrong. I said once you asked him to help you out, he's going to help you out.
He did it in like 10 minutes.
What did I say that was wrong? I gave him credit. I said,
you
allude
to the fact
anything.
That only for me.
Oh, well, I mean, you guys have the special wrestling connection.
He can hear you.
He reminisces.
Has those giant airport headphones.
I understand that. Yes. I mean, I get it. Yes, he does.
All right,
Taz Moose on a Tuesday, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Player of the Week. That's also brought to you by our good friends at Granger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done. This week, it's Devin Booker. Booker poured in a game-high 40 points as the Suns handed the 76ers their first loss, 114-109, out in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. The Player of the Week was brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Granger.com.
You know, we had the... So just to button up real quick, like I said, Pete, thank you. He took care of that. My vacation, the
got
forms.
Your forms.
I got
thank
my
God.
Forms.
Thank you, Pete. Thanks for all of us.
Now I have to go through three different all avenues to get paperwork from the office. That's
well, at
always
least
fun.
You got it. At least we're done. It's been a
that
week and a half.
That part's done. Right.
Trials and tribulations.
Right.
Thank God
right.
you have it.
I was
so.
Approved for every date.
And there you go.
I hope works out for you too.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
What's going on, Maryland?
What are your dates? You have your forms there?
You want me to
dates?
Share them
yeah,
with the audience right
dates.
Now?
What
I'm not sharing them with the audience.
Why not?
Try. I'm not.
Why not?
Listen, I'm a giving man. I'm not that giving.
Well, give me your dates.
I'll give them to you offline, bro.
Are you? No, you brought it up. You think
doesn't mean I have to give you the dates
you
online.
You approve all dates.
Why do I give you dates online? I got to share my business with people? No,
well,
I'm not doing it.
It's not like people are all of a sudden going to show up at your homestead.
No, that's not the point. No, I don't need people to know when I'm working, when I'm not.
Oh,
it's nobody's
gotcha.
Business.
Are you off all of Christmas week?
Hello? It's just like I will talk to you privately. It's unbelievable. Yeah, but the thing is, I'm just hoping for you that things work out. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you, Taz. Appreciate it.
Just being a gentleman. You know, why are you going to get mad? I'm just being nice.
I'm not being mad.
You sound mad. I'm just being nice.
No, why would I be mad?
I don't know. I don't.
I'm glad you got all your dates.
No, I know you are. I know you are. Sometimes there's tension here. Not on this show, just in the building.
Yes.
The whole building.
Well, yes, I understand that.
The
yes.
lobby, the sixth floor, the seventh, the ninth, everything.
For sure.
There's issues all
well,
over.
There's
this.
Tension all the time. But congratulations on getting all of your dates.
All right. No, thank you.
I would not hold firm based on the information I have on those dates.
I cannot get into my company, not just... Yeah, my email and other items.
Like I mentioned before, you got to call the hotline. They'll go over it
call
with
the
you.
Hotline.
They're not open it right now.
Call the hotline.
You got to call the number, and they'll work it out for you.
Is a hotline?
Bilotti cannot do that for you. You actually have to take
I
the
know,
time and do
I know
it.
That. But the thing is like...
And Bisseglia can't as well.
Why do you think these guys do everything for me? Like, why are you taking shots at those guys?
That's I'm not taking shots at that.
You did. You took shots.
Bilotti nodded his head in approval. He's like, that one's not on my plate.
Well,
that's one where they actually have to talk to you.
I know. And I
maybe you should have gotten on the company email within the last 30 days when you were getting reminders every day to reset your password. How about that one?
Well, those are facts.
Or have it connected to your phone.
You just spit
because
facts.
Because once that that's, passes you're right. by, you're locked out. Then you got to call and you got to go through the proper protocol.
You're right.
They're going to ask you for your SOCH.
Okay, well, so now here's the problem.
They're going to, you want to give out your Social
problem.
Security number?
I have two problems. One of them is in this room, and it's that control room, and the other one is with this office. Okay, you people here, meaning you, Moose, Bisseglia, Bilotti, Andrew, nobody told me that there's this whole big email, you got to do your password.
Well, people
I have three email accounts. I'm very popular. Okay, I don't look at that one a lot.
Well, here's my question, right? It's just a common everyday occurrence. You know, when you check, you have a company email, right? Do I need to tell you to wipe yourself when you go to the bathroom?
No. It's a different example, but I understand.
When you check your email and you're going on the company email and the bosses or whoever it might be, the company-wide email when they're sending stuff out, usually you get a reminder. And it's not just, you get a reminder for literally 3 weeks out.
You get a reminder where? On the email?
On the email. 21
I don't
days.
Look at it.
20 days to your, then 10 days, then 9 days, then 8. Then when you get under 5, they're getting like double emails every day, basically telling you to change your password. If you don't, you'll be locked out of your email.
Jeez. I mean, no, enough with this. This company,
so
how
not,
many times you got to change it? There's always email issues.
Well, they're making sure that your privacy is protected.
And you want me to share my dates?
That's
publicly.
A privacy protocol.
And you want me to share my
dates? Well, those dates might be changing, my friend.
No.
Those dates aren't changing. I heard a rumor.
Tell you what,
Jerry
right
Rice
now.
Is joining us next. It's Taz and the Moose with you on this Tuesday morning, CBS Sports Radio.